Okay. Ay. ILO. About JAPA. Or maybe Priya, I don't remember. I wrote, someone wrote, if it's the talking head here. Yeah, the day, this. If you don't know what to do, chant japa. Now, I remember when I first heard this Hare Krishna mantra, not when I first heard it, but when I first heard about what it was supposed to be, and the mantra is a transcendental spiritual sound vibration, names of God, and therefore non-different from God, so you're actually there meditating on God and in the presence of God. And I was like, what? Wow. Never thought about that, about that kind of concept. And but then I thought, well, it was so far out. And beyond logic, well, there was a logic there, actually. Just as when I had had my own conversation with God almost a year, or at least half a year before, that sure, why shouldn't God be non-different from God's name and attributes and everything related to God? Well, Prabhupada explained that even later. I found that in a very nice way, that everything is God anyway. But when you have a personal form of God, then God is there personally. Some people, they prefer to kind of worship or seek the impersonal form of God, Brahman, the oneness, the divine light, whatever, Nirvana even. And yes, that's also one aspect of God. But then there is this nice Bhagavat Vaishnava philosophy and understanding that, well, everything may be one, but there are relationships there. That's what we like, right? If we like relationships here and we're almost depending on them, that's what love is about, friendship and fun and all that. Someone who never wants to have anything to do with others become, well, unless they are renunciants who are actually on a completely different level of being together with everyone. And then they are considered loners and unhappy people, and probably are. So relationships are there, and relationships mean personality there, because it has to be individuality, me and you and you and God and Krishna and Radha. And that's when the rasa is there, right? Relationships there, the activities and those relationships that are in the healthy stage about love, enjoyment, happiness, fun together. That's what we all want, right? Deep within. So however I got into that, yeah, that is, if I should backtrack to somewhere where I feel decently not lost here. That's the idea of Japa that I learned, that yes, God is one with his name. And so, but for me at that time, I didn't even think so much. All this that I've said for the past few minutes were just added insights through the years after that. I just thought, well, this sounds interesting, this sounds cool, this sounds possible. Why not? And the only way to test whether it's for real and true and not is to try it. That's what I was told also, this simple, and just try. So I was just going with this. Eventually I got these beads, too, but in the beginning I just walked around the streets of Stockholm and quietly, so nobody heard, said this, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And the thing is, over and over again, because that's what you were supposed to do, because it's a mantra, and it's going to take you, your mind off your mind, or your consciousness off that babbling mind, and just focusing first all on one single thing, that listening to that mantra. And this way you can't think at the same time as you're listening attentively, so you shut off the mind. You kind of cheat the mind to shut off, and that's the idea of mantra, which I also thought was clever. I mean, these Indians, they, or these Asians, or you find it in the West too, I think, that kind of similar idea of this repetitive chant, special prayers and things like that, which are not just about asking God for things or boons, but a way to connect with God. That's the idea of mantra and prayer and so on. So yeah, I learned all that. And the thing is, I liked it. And I just, wow, I like this more than I expected. It was just very nice. And I felt happy. I felt brightening up and within, and something happened. I thought, wow, I didn't even consider that very much, as some people tell the stories about their revelations and moments of salvation, wow experience. It was just, well, I think I continue this. And I've been continuing that for, well, now I'm 68 and I'm sitting here. I'm soon 68 and I'm sitting here with this, my bead bag here on my hand and chanting Japa. Unless I get all these kind of insistent, inspirational moments when I have to take up this recorder and go blah blah for a while. Which I do gladly as a service, whatever little I can lend my, whatever little mouth and ability I can provide here as part of my service. But that's it. So I'm sitting here in the 2023, thinking back then at 1978, when I first took up this little rosary here, and even made a vow to do a certain prescribed number of rounds on this every day, which I've been following. Many years. And I still can only say that when I chant this japa, this mantra, maha mantra, I like it. There is brightness there, there is something nice there. Maybe it is, as he said there, told me, and which I heard and repeated myself through all these years, that yes, God is present there in his holy name, so you can experience that presence. And all you got to do is to just chant attentively, not think about all kinds of other things, just take yourself that time, quality time there with Krishna. And the fact that you do that right away is more important than the amount of time we do it, or the amount of time, rather than just sitting there and repeating a mantra like some parrot for a certain prescribed number, but to spend as much time as makes sense, as you can and want gradually. I mean, it's nothing we should force upon ourselves or each other. Being there with God in that holy name, that maha mantra, and I enjoy that. And just let go of everything else for a while. What's the problem? Just take a break from it all. Close your eyes and then go, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare. Just listen to it. It's nice. There's nothing else I can ultimately say. So that's all I wanted to say. Thank you. Hare Krishna.